endless government intervention.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The financial crisis has reached the point where the word unlimited is being used. Today, the Federal Reserve and four central banks around the world announced a new round of cash for the credit markets. Unlimited short-term funding is what they said. Economist Mark Zandi says governments have no intention of losing this battle.
With governments here in the U.S. and in Europe becoming increasingly aggressive, they will ultimately win the day. They will ultimately convince investors that they're going to make sure that the banks are sound and that they begin to lend to each other, and I think the panic will be quelled.
In Britain today, the government went a step further. It's giving top banks billions of dollars to support their balance sheets. All of this, and the stock markets are responding. Across the board in Europe, 4 to 5% gains. In Asia today, the markets closed 10% higher. In Hong Kong, anyway, the Nikkei was closed for a holiday. The Dow starts the week at 8,451. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 fell 18% last week. Of course, the worst week in history.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
It's really hard to believe that 1 year ago, the Dow was above 14,000. Time to visit with Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. I know, Alan, I remember us talking about that last October.
Back a year ago, when the Dow was setting its all-time record, I'm sitting around saying, I don't get it. I don't understand. A lot of the dimensions of the subprime problem, which has now turned into a cancer in the financial system, I mean, that stuff was out there, and I couldn't understand why the market was so high. The other thing I can't understand is why I didn't sell everything. And I think it's because I didn't listen to myself, but then again, I rarely do.
Well, hindsight, you know.
It's beyond belief. I actually even have some statistics showing how much the broad U.S. stock market lost in the year between October 9th, 2007 and last Thursday. Do you want to know what the number is in trillions?
I don't know, but give it to me anyway.
According to the Wilshire people, it was $8.3 trillion or 42%. It's not been a very good year. I saw problems. I saw nothing like this coming.
But what exactly is going on right now? Because the bailout passed. And it can't just be financial stocks because these indexes have lots of different companies on them.
Right. I think it's total panic. Anybody who had borrowed money, had bought stocks on margin, is getting margin calls. A lot of hedge funds, at least in the U.S., had a lot of redemptions as of October 1st. And they may be selling at any price to get money to redeem the investors who want to leave. And a couple of times during that ghastly week, I sort of stuck my head up, threw a little money into a few selected issues, which is what you're supposed to do, and got just totally stomped to the point where Thursday night, I just decided I didn't want to look at my stocks anymore. I don't know. If I were a betting man, I'd say the market would not go much lower than it is, but I'm offering you no guarantees or warranties.
But it does seem there's got to be a lot of buyers out there ready to pounce.
There have to be. I mean, I'm a buyer getting ready to pounce. This can't go on like this. Any individual stock will go to zero. The market will not go to zero. I mean, it just won't.
All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by The Economist, presenting a major report from around the world on the global economic crisis, the panic, the rescues, and what's next. At newsstands and economist.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
Japanese banks are buying up pieces of failing U.S. ones, like Morgan Stanley. There's a deal that comes out tomorrow on that. Wall Street needs the capital, and if it's one thing that Japanese banks actually do have, it's cash. From Tokyo, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Downtown Tokyo buzzes with talk of banking deals. Mitsubishi Financial is buying stakes in Morgan Stanley. Domestic bank Nomura acquired parts of bankrupt Lehman Brothers. And rumor has it the next targets are Goldman Sachs or AIG. So why are Japanese banks among the last financial firms standing? Keiichiro Kobayashi is with a government economic think tank. He says banks here suffered their own bad loans in the 80s and 90s, so they learned not to get adventurous.
The Japanese banks suffered for 15 years, so they become very risk-averse.
Appropriately conservative? Maybe. Economist Richard Jerram is with Macquarie Securities.
I think it's questionable whether the non-participation was because they were smart or because they were lucky. Basically, it was simply a question of timing.
Jerram says when the U.S. banks were getting drunk, the Japanese banks were still hungover.
They'd only just realized they had enough capital and were starting to look for better returns just as the U.S. started to blow up. And if it had happened a couple of years later, they would probably have been far more exposed than they ended up being.
Today, Japanese banks sit on $500 trillion in cash, some of which they're investing in struggling U.S. banks. One Mitsubishi Financial executive calls it the chance of a lifetime to buy a piece of Morgan Stanley. So is Wall Street under threat of foreign ownership? Jeff Kingston at Temple University's Tokyo campus says no. He says this time, the Japanese may end up passive minority investors or simply bad investors.
We don't really know the extent of this financial crisis. And one worries that the Japanese banks and investors may be piling in a bit too hastily.
And there's no sense in Japan that they want to barge in and take over the financial universe. One analyst says the Japanese banks have neither the greed nor the drive to do it. Perhaps the best they can offer the world is their valuable cash to put up and then shut up. In Tokyo, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
We continue our coverage of the fallout of America's financial crisis online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.